Vernon, thank you for your time. How's it going so far at Channel 4? I mean, the Wembley games, the coverage. It's really grown recently, hasn't it, the NFL in London?
Yeah, it has. I think American football fans in general kind of see the mid to late 80s as a period of when American football was big in the UK. And then it kind of died down a little bit, fan-wise. I mean, we still had NFL Europe and we still had a lot of UK players going through NFL Europe and then becoming practice squad players in the NFL. But as far as the fans are concerned, it seems to have lulled, gone into a dip then. But now it's coming back stronger than ever. You know, the fact the NFL have decided to have several years ago one regular season NFL game here at Wembley, and now next year, 2014, we're getting three regular season games. It's pretty crazy. It really is.
Do you think that teams like the Seahawks and the Packers, who have massive fan bases, would come here knowing that they'd lose a home game during the season?
No. But then again, I think any team with a favour to ask of the NFL will find themselves coming over to London. You know, the Vikings have been here and they needed some assistance with getting a new stadium. Miami wants to relocate, so they're coming again. You know, they want help with their stadium. So I think it's mainly political, but I think teams like Green Bay, where there's like a 45-year waiting list for season tickets, I think it is, then those home games are so precious to those Green Bay fans because there's only eight. I don't think we'll see those guys over here as a home team, but I think there's no reason why they can't come here as an away team.
Would you rather see International Series games increase every season or have a franchise here?
That's the big question, really. I think before they do have a franchise here, and it will happen with it between 5 and 10 years, we'll definitely have a team in London, no doubt about it. But I'd like them to have eight regular season games here before then, see what crowd they get. Because I think for the NFL to operate a regular season franchise here, they'll need to sell about between 60 and 70,000 season tickets. So that'll guarantee a crowd of that capacity. And let's not forget, when the Vikings played the Steelers, that was the highest capacity NFL game that week. You know, so Wembley does a lot more crowd-wise than the regular NFL games anywhere. So I think if we can get 65, 70,000 people to buy season tickets for eight games, then it will work. But the franchise has to become sustainable. It needs its own fan base. You know, because Wembley at the moment, as you know, when you sit in the stands, you don't just see the two teams that are on show. You see shirts represented from all NFL teams. And I think that, let's say it does become the Jaguars, we'll have to start developing people or introducing the game so that they become Jaguars fans. It's that simple, really.
That's what I was going to ask you. The Jaguars are so poor against the Niners, who, albeit a very good team, do you think that they'll alienate the fan base here if you've got a team playing at Wembley but based back in the States?
No, not really. I think it'll be, it should, if we know what's right for us, then the Jaguars should become everyone's second team. You know what I mean? Yeah, I support the Dolphins, I support the Patriots, but my second team are the Jaguars because they're our home team, and I think that's what you have to do. But also, I think if you're a seasoned veteran or if you're a free agent and you get an offer to play in London, you're not going to stay alone. You know, so I think we'll for the first few establishing years, we'll become like the old school Raiders, where they took all the kind of guys who were a bit beat up but had playing experience. I think we'll see a lot of that, you know, where we have free agents, old veterans playing for the London franchise.
And finally, you play for the London Warriors yourself. Have you sensed an increase in participation in that team and around the British League since the NFL's come to London?
There's more and more interest in the game, but so you get people turning up to practice and stuff, but people who can't really play it. So I think it's down to someone somewhere to kind of establish a development league of some sort, or it's down to the UK teams to have a development team where they teach people how to play the game, because the interest is definitely there. It's just people see it on telly, think they can play it, but it's a lot more difficult than it actually looks, you know, because it's an explosive sport. It's a sport where the action lasts maximum of 5 seconds and then you're back in the huddle, so it's quite explosive. You play it a lot different to all our homegrown sports like rugby and soccer or football, whereas you play it in a low stance, you play it in a low position. So many of our young kids in school, they don't have great hip flexibility or great core strength, because we play all our sports stood upright, whereas American football, you start off low and you finish low. So it's like, it's those techniques that we have to instill in a young fan base to get them to play the game properly. The interest has definitely grown because there's dozens and dozens of university teams out there, you know, so people want to play it. It's just how well they can play it, you know, and playing for the London Warriors. I hate to say it, but the London Warriors and the London Blitz, and then possibly the East Kilbride Pirates, are mainly the three best teams in the UK, and it's just a shame that we beat people by big scores. No disrespect to them, but that's the way it is, and that all comes down to coaching and player ability.